Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
I have been very opposed to TikTok.
How do we, say, limit the protesting?
The government limit the protesting.
We've now had an opportunity to move his platform to be more progressive.
All the way back in January was the first person out there to say, Mr. President, a pandemic's on its way.
I don't agree with you that cannabis is not related to this.
Everyone knows mail-in ballots are a disaster.
Mr. President, next time you come, we're going to do a boat parade instead.
I have got to know what in the world Nancy Pelosi was talking about. Nancy Pelosi has floated a $3.5 trillion COVID relief plan that's got everything in it and the kitchen sink, including apparently money for people who are here illegally. And something to do with, is it legalizing cannabis?
I don't know.
I don't. Let's listen. Brace yourselves. Go to cut number three.
But I don't agree with you that cannabis is not related to this. This is a therapy that has proven successful. And it is by no means of the caliber of money or misrepresentation that remodeling the federal building is for over $1 billion, so that another hotel doesn't come in there and compete with the president's hotel. That's what that's all about.
What?
So, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not even sure what Nancy thinks she's talking about. But anyway, she wants to include apparently money for marijuana therapy in the relief COVID relief bill.
So yeah, I mean, I guess she's making a medical argument there.
I suppose. Hey, glad you're back with us. It's Monday, and it's time for Jesse Jane Duff, please.
I am hard, but I am fair.
Good morning, motivator.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to.
Take the hill. We got a long week.
Jesse Jane Duff, how are you, my friend? Good to have you on.
Well, good morning, motivator. It's Monday. I'm excited to be here.
You know what? I don't know about you, but I quite frankly, I'm not sure what I'll do if there's no more TikTok. I mean, it occupies most of my day.
Well, according to Nancy, you can smoke marijuana to recover from it.
I can get therapy for that, can I? That's good to know.
And when I sound like a square going, you can smoke some marijuana. No, you'll smoke some weed. Okay.
So,
I'm sure everybody laughed at me going, really? She obviously isn't a smoker.
But I'm watching this debate in D.C. over COVID relief and the next round of it. And I'm listening to some reporter for, I don't know what newspaper he was with, USA Today or something, poor mouthing about how, well, this is really the White House's fault because the House passed this 2 months ago and the White House has been dragging its feet. No, it's not. This is a political theater set up by the Democrats who aren't going to give this president a single victory ever.
Well, that's exactly right. This is just another extension of them delaying, derailing, and impeding this president. They know what's coming. They know it's a reelection. And they're desperate to get the puppet that they have chosen, Joe Biden, into the White House so that Nancy can do the happy dance on the in the White House itself. I mean, it is really horrific to see the extent that the Democrats will go to impede Americans from being able to just simply get back to work or go back to school. She wants to praise marijuana, but she'll criticize Dr. Birx for her support of maybe potentially
hydroxychloroquine.
Thank you. I know this. It's early. I do know this. But, you know, you're looking at such defiance that everything defeats logic. You know, the left protested when the president walked out of the White House to defend a church that had been lit on fire and held a Bible. Now they're burning Bibles. These are the people that want to stop you from having – they want to impede all success. They want to take over the White House, the Congress, the Supreme Court, your cities, your schools, and your freedom. That's how ridiculous this has gotten. This is not even about the American people anymore. This is about their power. It's clear as day, as you say, when they're trying to get illegals the opportunity to get aid from another bailout. It's just – it's shocking and it's sad. We're on the verge of, I've always said, we're a Reagan said you're a generation away from losing your freedom. I'm always saying now you're an election away from losing your freedom.
I'm not sure how we recover from it, to be honest. You know, listen to this bite from Ilhan Omar, and then I'll get your reaction to it. Go to cut 17, please.
Right now we have a candidate for president within the Democratic Party who I just endorsed and brought along many of our constituents to get behind and support Joe Biden as the president, because I understand that we've now had an opportunity to move his platform to be more progressive, the most progressive platform a president has ever run on the Democratic side.
The most progressive platform ever, which just proves to you what the Biden candidacy is all about.
I love how they reshape Marxism and call it progress.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have the most Marxist president ever if he's adopting or socialist or communist, which all blend into one at the end of the day, because Bernie Sanders has advocated for that. And Joe Biden adopted the Bernie Sanders policies that were so popular among those who really wanted the government to carry them across the finish line in every aspect of their lives. Ilhan Omar has $600,000, did we say? How much money did she give her husband in her campaign, who was her campaign manager, whatnot? And her fraud that she had with her brother so that they could use the education loans. When you're looking at her, she desperately needs President Trump out of the White House because it would reveal her own impropriety and basically mismanagement of her own campaign financing. This is a lady that is corrupt to the core. Going all the way back to her roots in Somalia, we have very, very suspicious revelations that many have read about her own father, the name changing, things that how in the heck she ever got into office, let alone do what she has done with this man that she is now married, is beyond words. I mean, the third guy she's married, not her brother, by the way.
Yeah, thank you for clearing that up. We appreciate that. It's an amazing thing to watch, and how they politicized this COVID relief, which probably there's no way they're going to agree to it, I don't think, before November. They want to drag this out and make it an election issue. The people
who are suffering are the American people. I was just reading an article out in California that 60% of the businesses out here that are restaurants that have been shut down are minority owned, and the bulk of them are many of them. Are not going to be able to recover from this. And African Americans over 50%, Latinos over 50% are wanting to leave California. What does that tell you how this has worked out here for minorities? They have a higher poverty rate in the state of California than they do in other locations. And we're talking about an education. They're 48th or 49th in the union for their education quality. When I grew up in California, people flocked here for our education. Now we're in the bottom. I mean, or now they're in the bottom. I'm not claiming California anymore. I got to defy that.
Well, we're glad.
I get a retraction.
Jesse Jane, listen, you have a great week and keep up the good work.
Everybody take the hill. This is one election away from losing your freedom. Make sure you get out and register people to vote.
Could not agree more. Thank you, Jesse Jane. We appreciate that. At Jesse Jane Duff on Twitter, jessejaneduff.com. Check her out there. She's also co-chair of Veterans for Trump. What say you? Are you going to vote tomorrow? How are you going to vote? Let's talk about it. 314-241-9797.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Strumming my six string.
But from a voter's point of view, we have to. It's important to remind people, you know, who's been running New York City for most of the last 50 years? Democrats. Who's been running Portland? Democrats. Who's been running Minneapolis? Democrats. So really, the blame needs to accrue where the blame should accrue. Republicans didn't create the mess in our cities. The Democrats.
Senator, you're 100%.
Yeah, yeah. Rand Paul hit the nail on the head. When you hear all these complaints about what's going on in Portland, you know the number of murders in Portland doubled last month, but we don't have a problem. The problem is the fact that federal law enforcement agents came in to keep the courthouse there from being covered up in graffiti. That's the problem. Meanwhile, the leaders in Portland once again have taken their eye off the ball. You got to look at what's important here, right? And Rand Paul, remember, he recovered from COVID. He's doing fine now. I loved what he said about the whole COVID crisis as well and why it's taking such a front and center position on the nightly news and all the most of the cable channels, because we have an election coming up. Go to 27, please.
Crisis is an opportunity for them to increase the power of government, make government bigger, make government make more decisions. So the COVID virus is a crisis, and I'm not discounting it. It is a real crisis, but people who are disingenuous will use it and manipulate it to get more government power.
It's exactly what's happening. Exactly what's happening, which is why you need to go vote tomorrow on this. And we had Mark Montavani on here a short time ago. Wish I'd had a little more time with him. A few more questions that I would like to have asked him. George is here on line one. He has a question for that he wanted me to ask Mark Montavani. I didn't even have time for it. George, good morning.
Good morning. That's a very important question. I'm very strict conservative, and I never vote Democrat, but the fact of it remains, it doesn't look like a Republican's going to be able to make it. So that's the main question that should be answered.
Well, the question is Mark Montavani pro-life? It was your question, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, I looked at his website. There's not a mention of it on there.
Yeah.
So if abortion rights are a big deal to him, it wasn't a big enough deal for him to put it on his website. I don't know where I don't know where he stands. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I think you answered the question. I think he's for abortion.
Well, but at the end of the day, you're probably right. But you know, Sam Page is right.
Right.
You know, Jake Zimmerman is as well, and Jamie Tolliver, who's running against him. So odds are, whoever occupies that position after the general election in November, unless it's Paul Barry, is going to be somebody who's probably in favor of abortion rights.
Paul Barry, that's the Republican, correct?
Paul Barry will be the Republican candidate, I'm convinced. He's got a token opposition from Ed Golterman, who's virtually not campaigned at all. So Paul will be the Republican candidate. for that. And I know Paul is pro-life. So you have an option in November to vote for somebody who's pro-life. But to me, the key tomorrow is making sure that we get rid of Sam Page. And the one sure way to do that is to make sure that he's not the Democratic nominee.
Right. Well,
is that something you can do?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't vote. I mean, my wife is just, you know, upset that I even think about voting Democrat. But
well, you look at it. Look at it this way: you don't have to vote for anybody else on the Democratic ticket, right?
Right.
You just vote for Montevani, then you vote no on two, and you vote yes on Prop C, and you move on. You're not required to vote for the whole ticket. I mean, the point is just to get people to pick a Democratic ballot and try to replace Sam Page, who wants to shut down all the schools and shut down the businesses and shut down youth sports, and he won't listen to anybody on this.
Like you said, he's a dictator. He's just wanting to take control of what she's doing.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. George, thank you for the call.
All right, you're welcome.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm with you. I know a lot of people that'll have to hold their nose to do that tomorrow. And some won't be able to do that, and I understand that. But all I'm telling you is the polls I've heard show that is a very close three-way race. When Democrats were polled, what that doesn't take into consideration is anybody who wouldn't normally pull a Democrat ballot.
Right.
When you walk,
it'll be interesting to see if it actually happens.
Yeah, when you walk into the polls tomorrow, they'll ask you, here, let me answer this for Brian real quick. Brian, I got less than a minute here, but to answer your question, when you walk in tomorrow and give them your driver's license, they'll ask you which ballot you want, Republican, Democrat, Independent.
Brian, okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's it.
But I want to vote both. Do I get a Republican and a Democrat?
You can't do both. It's got to be one or the other.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then it's important enough to get rid of Page, that's for sure.
I'm with you on that. I agree with you.
All right.
Thank you for the call. It's pretty easy. Walk into the voting place tomorrow, your polling place, wherever you go. Give them your driver's license. They're going to ask you which ballot you want.
And it has nothing to do with November 4th.
Nothing to do with November. Yeah. You're not then registered with a different party. It's an open primary. Doesn't matter what you do tomorrow. 314-241-9797. We'll talk about the Blues' close call last night and the Cardinals' health when we come back.
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
Tom Ackerman, thank you for that insight.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
All right, Tom Ackerman from Chemo-X Sports joining us now. And the breaking news this morning, the Houston Astros have no sign of COVID because they saw the signs coming.
Nicely done.
Nice.
They saw
Not
it coming.
The Cardinals. They saw it coming.
There's dad jokes and there's dad memes.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one. That was funny.
That's the sign.
That's not.
That's the hitting the trash can.
That's
How you
not
doing,
the
buddy?
Same as the guy throwing baseballs at somebody's head. I mean, that's, you know, that's just good stuff.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you see Jack Flaherty, what he did in his hotel room?
No.
So he took his mattress and he put it up against, he flipped it up and put it against the wall. And then he had pillows where the ball would end up falling, and he stood and he did a bullpen session in his room.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Wow.
So he threw, and he said, I hope I don't pull a Joe Kelly. Meaning, if you've seen the video of Joe Kelly throwing during the offseason, and he threw and broke a window in his house.
Oh no.
So anyway, he threw against the mattress. Flipped the mattress up. This smart guy, that Jack Flaherty.
Yeah, there you go.
Adam Wainwright said he did a lot of stretching and some exercises as well. These guys are in their hotel rooms and have been in there since Friday morning. It was around 6 a.m. that the word started to spread around the club that there are positive COVID tests and you need to stay in your room. And here we are, it's Monday morning, and they've still been in there. So they've been in their rooms except to leave and go get tested, I think is the only time they ever leave. Otherwise, that's what Mike Schilt told me. Otherwise, they have food delivered to their room, everything to their room.
Are you afraid they're going to cancel this baseball season?
I've been saying this since March 12th. I'm just trying to get to tomorrow. And if you get to tomorrow, then we'll figure it out. Like, the Cardinals were supposed to play Detroit today. That's not going to happen. I don't even know if they're going to Detroit. They might have to come back to St. Louis. It depends on what they hear today officially about these tests. Four positive COVID tests we know of officially. There are reports that fly constantly about who, how many and all this stuff. All I know is this. Four officially have been COVID and four were inconclusive and they are awaiting those test results. And then at that point, they try to figure out, do they have it contained and can they move forward? They sent two of their positives home by car from Milwaukee. And then, you know, they try to figure out how this spread, how it started, how it spread, how to contain it, and how they can move on. The commissioner has been very steady in saying, we are going to play. Now, not everybody's going to play 60 games. We're going to keep rescheduling and try to figure this out.
And at some point, eventually you get to a point where you can't do that anymore.
At some point, the logistics become way too complicated and you can't do it. So for the health and safety of the players, that is priority number one. I know that a big priority, of course, is money, and right, that has been a driving force in this as well. But you have to have the health and safety of your players, staff, and everybody in mind. And so they'll be watching this. So far, the Marlins and the Cardinals are the two outbreaks. I would consider the Cardinals an outbreak at this point, even though it's four officially, but more are expected, or at least we're going to get word pretty soon about what those four inconclusives are. But, yeah, at some point, Mark, but they'll make that call. But right now, I mean, like, Kim, I'm literally like, what's going to happen next hour is where I am at this point. Yeah. That's kind of how I've been since they walked off the field. They finished the game on March 12th. But since March 12th, I just was like, what's going to happen tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And yeah, that has been the question I've tried to answer for the last 5 months. I mean, that was March 12th. It's August 3rd.
I don't know what they do. I guess ultimately my question is, these are in people that are in the best physical condition of anybody in the country.
Right.
Got to be in the top 1%, I would think. I haven't seen reports of a lot of them getting severely ill from the illness. I think the concern about it is overblown, quite frankly, at the pro sports level.
Well, maybe so.
But they're not playing cribbage in nursing homes.
One Red Sox pitcher has to call it a season because of inflammation around his heart. Jordan Hicks, although he had already had Tommy John surgery, but he had to call it an opt out because he is a type 1 diabetic, was part of that reason.
Underlying.
Freddie Freeman, the Braves first baseman, had very strong symptoms. In fact, he had trouble breathing. He was home. He said it was just awful. I mean, he couldn't, and he's a very fit, big, tall first baseman for the Braves. He's back playing now. But it was a long recovery for him. Mike Matheny had it. The Royals, man, I'm just naming a few that I know that had symptoms and said that he, you know, powered through it, but he was home. He and his wife isolated at their lake house. They did not go home. They went to, they have a little lake house that they
Table
isolated
rock.
At, stayed yeah. away from all the family. And he had breathing issues as well.
Well, he's no spring chicken, though.
Mm-mm. Well,
no, but he, I'm dead. Oh.
He's Mike Matheny.
He's my age. I am just kidding.
Mike Matheny would whoop you and I with one hand. He's a big dude.
Based on how much my wife seems to admire Mike Matheny for some reason, I would never be allowed to fight him.
He's my
wife and my mom.
I'm telling you, man.
They're not the only ones.
Yeah.
You know, he got criticized for some of his managing and whatnot, but he is one of the best guys ever.
Oh,
he
yeah.
really is. I love that guy. So yeah, anyway, it's a very serious situation because for another reason is, you know, there's been a lot of stuff flying out there. Where were the Cardinals? Who's got it? Who's this? And one of the things that Mike Schilt told me on the show yesterday, and I really appreciate him still doing the show, even though there's really, you know, it's a pretty touchy situation. He was very clear on this, that the players have been very responsible, that he said super responsible. In fact, they've gone above and beyond on protocol. He said, but the measures that were in place were not foolproof in the spread of a virus. So, you know, there was a leak somehow. Somebody got it is what it sounds like to me. It's one person and then it spread and they're trying to figure out how to stop the spread. The one thing that John Mozeliak said, he said, we kind of have figured out how this started, but I would not say it publicly because I don't want to destroy somebody for being that person.
Yeah.
Right? Like the NBA player who went to a strip club.
To get chicken wings?
Yeah, to get chicken wings.
His favorite restaurant.
But my Atlanta friends tell me Magic City wings are legit.
They are
actually.
Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. There's something
great. I mean, it had to start somewhere, right? So everyone says that it's okay for them to go get their chicken wings.
No. Oh, so but, what about the Blues, man? That was a little bit of a heartbreaker.
That was
like
tough.
0.1 second left or something?
That was tough. 0.1 on the clock. There's an amazing photo. I hate that this happened against the Blues, but there is an amazing photo. You have to search for it, but it's made the rounds on Twitter of... It's the goal camera, and all you see is this giant puck coming at you, and the players, one for the Blues, one for the Avs, looking at it, going past Bennington, and like, one is hoping.
He was laying
they're both
down,
hoping different things.
Yeah, he fell.
And so they scored with point. Well, I've never seen that in my life at any level of hockey, and I've watched a lot of hockey. Never have I seen a buzzer beater at .1. But they reviewed it over and over.
Took a while to figure that out, right?
Yeah. Okay. And so, you know, it's unfortunate. The whole thing was tough to watch there at the end. But like I said, what was the biggest letdown in the playoffs last year? The hand pass,
the hand
for sure.
Pass.
Blues recovered from that pretty well.
Any indication that Bennington was knocked over or anything? Like, there's no controversy about that, right?
There's controversy around the whole thing. I don't know.
Because that could motivate
Mark,
him, right?
He looked good, though.
He did. Really he was really good. You know, the penalty was what really hurts. You know, calling a penalty that late in the game, there was some question about that, and it ends up, you know, they're all over Bennington and all over the PK, and they score on him, and the game is over. Colorado's really good. Like, giving him an extra advantage hurts. They're going to be the toughest out, I think, for the Blues to repeat. I think Colorado is absolutely legit. They have incredible speed. They at times make the Blues look slow because they have so much speed. But the Blues are a big, strong, physical team with skill. Mm-hmm. And once they get Tarasenko up to speed and get him back, they're going to be very tough to deal with. I would not dismiss the Blues for a second. I mean, they have, when things don't go well for them, a track record of bouncing back and bouncing back big time. And it's all because of their coach. Their coach, I would assure you, behind closed doors, said, that's over. You're going to forget about it. You're going to say this to the media. And then we're going to go play the second game on Thursday. And that's what we're doing.
So even though
and
it's just one game.
He might have a little bleep in there as well.
Yeah, we've said those
does
before.
It impact the seeding? I mean, like, how important is each game as far as
they're very important. You play three games, Colorado, Vegas, and Dallas. And the best after those are done is how you arrange the seeding.
Okay.
So it's unclear now because you'd have to see how each one performs against the other, but once those three games are complete and all four of those teams will play each other, you end up with seeding 1 through 4. I wish that the Blues could just be 1 because they were 1 during the regular
right.
season.
Right,
but
right.
Then again, it's not fair because they had to cut the season short and you had to come up with a good way to do it. So this is the way they're going to do it. And this is also a chance for the Blues to get their legs under them and get ready for the elimination portion of the schedule. That tournament is going to be amazing. Cool. So yeah, it's neat. And if you're a hockey fan, it's just like what you and I am a hockey fan, but you know, you and I are like college basketball junkies. And when March Madness hits and we just like can't get enough from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., there's basketball. That's what hockey fans are feeling right now. They just cannot believe it. You wake up in the morning and it's just nonstop. You don't have the fans and all that stuff, but you have your favorite players. You have the teams. They do as best they can to create a great atmosphere inside.
It looked pretty good how
That's
they
a
had
great
the seats covered.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as like not having cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
In the
this is the hockey fans'
didn't put
March
dolls
Madness.
In the seats?
Nope,
come on.
They didn't.
Yeah, come on.
So just hang in there on the Cardinals. We'll get some official word on that here shortly and try to determine their next step.
All right. Tom Ackerman, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Tom Ackerman, Camo X Sports. We're back in just a minute. Lots of a great reaction online to the voter guide. Go there and download it. You can print it off if you want to. It's an explanation of what's going on in the primary election tomorrow. Whatever you do, vote. Go vote tomorrow. If you can go to Schnucks and get groceries, you can go to the polls. You can go to anyone you want tomorrow, in St. Louis County at least, and you can vote. And if you go to the voter guide, you can download what your ballot will look like in your voting place. The Democratic ballot, the Republican ballot, the independent ballot, whatever you're going to do. Now, I'm recommending people in St. Louis County
and St. Louis City use a Democrat ballot so they can vote against Kim Gardner and for Mary Pat Carl and against Sam Page and for Mark Montavani. And then you can vote no on Prop 2 or Amendment 2, I'm sorry, which is the Medicaid expansion. Mm-hmm. It's an unfunded $3 trillion mandate. Do you understand that? It's going to cost $300 million a year times 10 for the next 10 years for Missouri taxpayers to fund that. It's unnecessary. And you need to look at that closely. And then Prop C is just, it's the charter review in the county if you're on the St. Louis County. It's a no-brainer. There's some false rumors rolling around about the fact that the wording's somehow been changed and taking the word God out, which isn't true. It's got some odd language in there anyway about the supreme ruler of the universe instead of just calling him God. But that's been in there since 1980. So it's not a surprise. It's not a change. Nothing's changed in there. They did take out some gender-specific references, mm-hmm. which apparently made some snowflakes feel better. But other than that, there's nothing in there that's going to hurt you. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, so I know previously you was talking about, schools being reopened and also about sports being reopened. So I just kind of, he's talking about being pro-life. It's kind of like a contradiction, shouldn't the health of the kids and the safety of the kids be the first primary, versus, shouldn't it rain?
Yeah. So, I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you for calling us. My comment to that would be there's no scientific evidence that this virus affects kids. None. One death in the entire state of Missouri for people under the age of 19. That's not an issue. That's completely not contrary to being pro-life. That's all I'd say. Vote tomorrow. Whatever you do, download the voter guide. While you're on there, look at our Make Mark Bald campaign. We're donating to Backstoppers. Donate your money. Get the $5,000. I get the head shaved. All right? Let's do all this.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Election Day, primary Election Day in Missouri, tomorrow morning. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.